The Lake Superior Water Trail is a work in progress in Ontario. Joining us now by phone is Joni McGuffin. She and her husband Gary are explorers, photojournalists, and conservationists working to make the trail a reality. Good morning, Joni.
Hello there, Mary. So, I'm calling from way across the lake.
Way across the lake. Where are you at exactly?
I'm on Batchewada Bay, which is the easternmost bay on Lake Superior.
Okay, that is a long way away then.
Yeah.
Talk to us a little bit about what exactly is the Lake Superior Water Trail. Let's go right for the basics here.
Yes. Well, the Lake Superior Water Trail in its entirety might be thought of as the Appalachian Trail of water trails, which is everybody's dream in all the water trails in Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, to connect with the total lake. And the big piece that's actually been missing has been the designation of water trail along the Ontario shoreline. From Grocap, which is at the outlet of the St. Mary's River on the eastern, southeastern part of Lake Superior, the only river that flows out of the lake, all the way around the Canadian North Shore, as far as the Pigeon River, which meets the Minnesota Lake Superior Water Trail, is the section of water trail we're working on.
So when we say water trail, you're talking about basically designating the route with campsites and rest areas and that sort of thing?
Yes, a water trail is sort of the waterway equivalent of a hiking trail. You need designated access points that are public access points and that people know what certain kinds of amenities are, what the access point has in terms of the launching ability, the safety, the local amenities. Is there an outfitter? Is there canoes or kayaks to rent? Is there a place to stay? Like it kind of connects the communities along the lake, the parks and camping areas, and gives people a half full day or multi-day experience along what is really our historic corridors, our historic highways across this whole continent, which are the water trails.
So it sounds like you're talking about the trail being a fairly significant thing. Why do you, in what terms Do you see this as being a significant piece for the communities or for tourists?
Well, it's marvelous because I guess it has two incredible superlatives. This particular part of the Lake Superior Water Trail that we're working on is for Trans-Canada Trail. This is an initiative to create an 18,000-mile ocean-to-ocean-to-ocean trail. It's been in the works for 25 years, but they're hoping to have it completely finished by 2017, Canada's 150th anniversary. And the other superlative of this trail, of course, is that it is part of the total Lake Superior Water Trail. So on the Canadian shoreline, we're working with all the communities, and it's a very opportune time because many of them have lost their resource industries, like their pulp and paper mills are all closed, and, forestry has changed and so on. But communities are looking for alternative economic benefits. And so a decade ago, we wouldn't have been able to talk about this. The communities have been so supportive and receptive in helping us with this initiative with Trans-Canada Trail and the Lake Superior Watershed Conservancy. That's our partner and the registrant of the trail.
Okay, so it sounds like you've got quite a number of supporters. Have you run into obstacles so far on the Canadian side? It's interesting to me that there isn't a trail on the Canadian side.
Well, there hasn't been a designated water trail. In fact, many people looked at us a bit quizzically when we started, what is a water trail? What are you talking about? But, of course, from First Nations perspective, and there are a number of First Nations communities along the North Shore, as there are on the U.S. side as well, but they recognize it as a history of thousands of years of travel on this landscape, travel, trade, and occupation, sustenance from the land. There's that really strong connection. And I guess our very sparse population around the North Shore has, in one regard, is challenging because we don't have the outfitters. We have two outfitters on a huge section of trail that we're working on, and the population is sparse. So the water trail was important because There are hiking sections, but it's going to take quite a long time before we actually have a hiking trail all the way around the North Shore.
So then what kind of timelines are you looking at, are you hoping for with the Canadian section of the Lake Superior Water Trail?
Well, the first part was actually finding all the public access points. There is 44 access points, give or take one or two. And of those, we decided to prioritize the communities and work on developing their access, putting like concept plans together of what they want to have at their water trail access point to get the communities engaged with their waterfronts again, which a lot of them haven't been. And then some really good interpretive signage, which shows people how it's connected to the total lake, what the local region looks like, the safety considerations of paddling on Lake Superior, and then, of course, some interesting stuff about the local natural history and so on. There's always challenges in these projects. There's never enough time. But I think the deadline of 2017 certainly, it gives us enough time, but it's close enough that people are actually working on things now. We need a big team.
If folks are interested in learning more or being part of that big team, is there someone they can contact to do that?
Yeah, probably the best thing is to contact the Lake Superior Watershed Conservancy, then through them connect to us.
That sounds very good. Again, if you're just tuning in, we are talking with Ontario Wilderness Ambassador Joni McGuffin. She's working to make the Lake Superior Water Trail a reality across Ontario. Anything else you'd like to add, Joni?
Just, I think it's just a marvelous connection between our two countries, to nations and First Nations, to the largest freshwater lake in the world. I think it's an incredible embodiment of what it means to be part of this great big ecosystem that represents the gold of our century, which is freshwater.
This feature was funded in part by the Coastal Zone Management Act of 1972. As amended by NOAA's Office of Ocean and Coastal Resource Management, in conjunction with Minnesota's Lake Superior Coastal Program. The statements, findings, conclusions, and recommendations are those of the producer and do not necessarily reflect the views of NOAA's Office of Ocean and Coastal Resource Management, Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, or Minnesota's Lake Superior Coastal Program.